What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Annyeong.
Hola.
Hello everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk Hoya.
Welcome, welcome. And today, because it's going to be spring, or it is spring, or it depends on where you're living. But this is the time of year when people are ready to get more plants and you're feeling the foliage vibes. And so we wanted to talk about, just from our experience, what are the do's and don'ts of Hoya buying?
Oh.
Like, what do you do? What do you don't do? Let's talk about it. It's going to be nitty gritty.
Oh, man. Let the hoarding begin.
Yeah, I know. How about, should we start with like mistakes that we've made? Or should we do like what to look out for?
I mean, we can just throw them all out as we think of them, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
And like what Adam said at first got me thinking, the hoarding. I definitely think that's a don't. Don't buy 10 of the same plant from the store. And
don't buy a Hobavada every time you see one because it's flowering.
Yes. I'm being attacked, guys. But yes, don't buy 10 of the same plant because it's blooming when you see it in the store, because that in no way guarantees blooms at home.
Yeah.
Also, though, I remember I would just buy a plant because I wanted to buy a plant, even if it was a duplicate or if I didn't really want it.
Really?
Just for like the feeling of like, oh, I have another plant to take home.
Just for the team.
Oh, yeah. See, I never get that way. But I guess I maybe with other things like gear and like tech stuff and clothes.
As we're sitting in a fully furnished studio.
No.
Also your living room. Yeah. Don't hoard.
I mean, but that is that's a thing that I think we all need to pause and like talk about or think about before we buy plants, because especially with Hoya, the way that they're sold, usually like one node cuttings, like they look very tiny and everyone's like, oh yeah, I'm going to fill up my whole cabinet with, you know, 10, 12 of these cuttings. And then 2 months later, you're like, well, crap.
Yeah.
I can only fit two of them on a shelf now.
Yeah.
And we've definitely seen that in the Facebook groups. And now lately, I've been seeing people be like, I need to get rid of these plants. I need more room.
Nothing fits in my cabinet.
Nothing,
and I'm like, well, maybe you shouldn't have just had a cabinet. They'll live on your shelf.
Yeah. But like even like the care becomes too much and people are I can't like deal with this. And I'm just like, yeah, we all kind of go through that roller coaster at the beginning journey of our collection. Is like buy everything and then not realizing things grow, things take time, things take emotional work. And it's just like, oh, I need to get rid of all of this.
Very easy trap to fall into though.
Whole.
So I guess if you're buying plants, maybe just like start out small.
Yeah. Yeah. now what I do is I'll, like, once I, like, feel good about my care, then I'll buy, like, 3, 4, or 5 plants, and then I'll just stop.
So it kind of comes in waves.
And then, yeah, so then they all come in, and then I all care for them. I quarantine all of them, and then, like, I integrate them, and I watch them grow, and then I just wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's worked a lot better for me than, like, when I was first collecting, it was just constantly, like, bye, bye. And then, especially when I got into Hoya, it was... Man, that was bad. It was just like everything, get it, all of it. I don't care. Like, just with no thought or consideration for, oh, what am I going to do in 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they tallied the amount that Lydia and I spent on plants when we first started buying, I think we could have paid off like a small car.
Yeah. I think if we did that for all of us, it would be... a shock.
Yeah. To the so system. If you're new to the plant game, heed our warning. Do not pay off a small car in plants.
Yeah. Unless they bring you joy, then do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. With the that caveat of you do you, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the disclaimer has been placed.
Yeah.
What's another don't when buying plants? I feel like this is one that we talk about all the time, but don't
trust anybody.
Oh. Yes, and with that comes don't not quarantine.
Don't. Yeah. So oh, I don't like a double negative.
Do quarantine, but don't not quarantine.
Do quarantine. I mean, and honestly, if you don't have a microscope, you're just not doing it right.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like all high and mighty and be like, oh, you're just not doing it right. But literally, some of these pests you can't see. So if you're not looking at them with a scope, you're probably missing some things.
And not to be a high and mighty, but we're really, really just trying to save you from heartache,
stress,
emotional toll, mental unwell-being.
Yeah, I think so, like... a beginner or like a new plant parent who's all excited about their plants, you get a couple new growth, and then the pest that you never knew was there, the pest that you never knew was even in existence, like, takes a toll on your plant, and you're discouraged as a plant parent. Like, maybe I'm just not good at this. No, baby, maybe it's not even you. Like, you're not the problem this time. Yeah. Like, there are pests that literally deteriorate an entire collection. Mm-hmm. And it's sad for everybody because you spent your money, you spent your time, and now this pest has taken over.
And when I first started collecting plants, I know they weren't Hoya back then, but I didn't even know they could get pests.
Same. I thought it was like, oh, I don't have an ivy. I don't have this. Like, I'm not going to get pests.
Well, like my fiddle leaf fig had spider mites my first winter that I had mine. And while I hate that plant, it did teach me a lot about plant parenting, but I was like, what are these webs? And then I Googled it and I was like, spider mites. And then I saw them crawling and I'm like, oh, there's like bugs that like are specifically for plants. I mean, I had no idea.
Which is crazy. I wasn't quarantining
because that was like at the start of plant YouTube. I mean, Harley, Nick Pileggi were out, Summer Rain, but there wasn't like a lot of YouTube content about plants.
Before that, it was just all on the Google. Like, remember they would be like low light plants. It can be in a dark bathroom and it'll still survive. I'm like, now I'm like, baby, I have bought all those plants. I put it in a windowless bathroom and it don't work.
No. So, yeah. But yeah, the whole pest thing was just a surprise to me.
Yeah.
So you're a new Hoya parent. You're buying a bunch of Hoya. Get a microscope, please.
And honestly, not to like promote Amazon, but they make it cheap.
And the easy.
$20 that you're spending on your plant, you know what? If you have Prime, you get free shipping. So don't buy the plant. Pay the $20 to take care of your babies you currently have.
Yeah.
And get a little scope and thank us later.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
What's another don't that you guys have for buying plants?
Don't buy poached plants.
Oh,
as much as you can, do the research and don't contribute to poaching because it's sad for Mother Nature. And we're nature superstars, which means we're taking care of
and Earth. Not recycling styrofoam.
and not recycling styrofoam.
And I think it can be hard for people to be like, well, how do I know if a plant is like poached or not? Like sometimes there's not a way to know, but yeah. I think more caution comes from the fact that there's more people who are importing. And so thus it creates more of an increase in demand and there's more nurseries that are coming up and you just don't know where they're sourcing the plants from. And honestly, I would have to say, you know, one of the key things to look out for is, does the place have a legitimate looking nursery? Not a spot where they have maybe a few dozen plants that are just kind of dangling there, but like, do they have like an established nursery with mother plants and plants that they've, you know, cultivated and grew to be able to share with other people? So that is one thing to look out for, especially if you're looking to import, you know, go into the Facebook groups, do research on Google. Now there's a lot of information out there of nurseries that are like legit and they have, you know, they're not poaching and they're growing their plants legitimately. And so doing just a little bit of research before just trusting anybody and bringing in plants that you don't really know where they derived from.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be responsible, so.
And it's part of the fun of collecting, I think, and just like you said, doing it responsibly and not encouraging, you know, difficult situations for other countries or the planet. I'm going to keep beating my nature superstar drum, but it's for the freaking planet.
I mean, I'm still going to lean back to don't trust anyone. Like, seriously, yeah. No matter who it is.
I think that's a do and a don't.
Yeah. No matter who it is, like, just check everything. Mm-hmm. Check everything.
Mm-hmm. Even if they have a bunch of comments on a purge, or even if it seems like they're really popular, you just never know. And so I think that like circles back to when you get your plant quarantined, when you get your plant microscope, just for the well-being of all the other plants that you're growing.
Okay, what's a shopping do?
Oh, you know, I don't know if people still do this, but remember when people used to let you select either first class or priority? And there were people that would literally select first class for their plants.
Is that first class is longer, right?
First class is longer. So priority is technically supposed to be like, if it's close, it's supposed to be 2 to 3 days. But sometimes if you get unlucky, it can take like 5 days. But first class is supposed to be like 5 to 7 days, I think. So it takes longer. And so I don't know if people are still doing that. I feel like for the most part, people don't. But what you should do is pay the extra money. It'd probably be like $5 more and do the priority and get your plant sooner than later.
Yes.
That is the better thing because plants can be shipped and they can be shipped well, but you still have to take into consideration, all right, you know, your little babe sitting in a box. So
yeah,
do that priority.
When I used to work in an office, I would actually just have my online plant orders shipped there. Because I was like, well, I mean, I'll be working and I'll get it.
Yeah.
And it won't just be sitting on my front porch until I get off work. So if you have the ability to do that, do that.
Didn't you used to do that, Jesse?
Yeah, I used to do that too, to the point where my coworkers were like, oh my God, how many plants did you buy today?
Yes, but they all loved watching you unbox.
Yes, they because loved.
That's what they did with me too.
They loved watching me unbox.
They'd be calling me and they'd be like, you have a package on here and we know it's a plant.
Let's see.
And then
it.
Like 30 minutes later, they'd be like, are you going to come open this?
Yeah, it's so funny. I don't think I can do that anymore at my workplace though, because we now do P.O. box only.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good while it lasted. So if you can, do ship to your place of work.
Yeah.
And also it made me feel safer because the people didn't have my like home address.
Yeah.
Mm.
I personally don't shop online anymore. I either go to like the growers in California, or I buy locally from the green plant or from Facebook groups locally, but that's just because it's my choice to not ship plants anymore. Mainly because I'm not a good plant parent and rehabbing plants that have shipped takes more care, which I already cannot be bothered with.
Yeah.
Okay. Controversial topic though, of when you receive a plant from shipping, there's people who vow on not repotting until the plant is acclimated. But then there are people who don't care. And if it's in a substrate you don't like, or if it's in a pot that's too small, you just put it in a new home right away.
Which one are you?
I used to be the person that was like, I'm waiting. And usually if I wait just because I don't have time. But typically, like, if I have the time to do it, I'll just move it over straight out of the box.
Same.
And you have never killed a plant by doing that?
It doesn't matter if it has roots or it doesn't have roots, or if it's in a different substrate. But the one thing that I do is after I move it over, they go into, like, I have a bottom shelf in one of my cabinets. That's like my quarantine shelf. Mm-hmm. And they go right there.
That's where they go. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
No, I wasn't judging, like,
no, yeah.
But I am more on the side because I've seen a lot of sellers be like, this person wants a full refund when the minute they got the plant, they were like repotted it. They like cut off 2 inches off the top and like soaked it in like bleach water. And I'm like, if the seller is telling you not to do that and you go and do it, you have to kind of own up to that responsibility of like, I might actually be double stressing the plant and killing it.
Yeah, I mean, 100%, check the policy of the shop.
Yeah,
yeah.
Check the shop policy.
That is the thing. If I moved it and something happened, I wouldn't then turn around and tell the shop, like, oh, it's your fault. I mean, that's on me because I moved it and I decided to do something different than what it was already in.
Yeah.
And so I know that's on me, but that is a valid point, though, because there are people who do all these things. And just because we do it doesn't mean it works for everybody.
Yeah.
But you know, also, if your plant arrives and it's like all mushy and black, it's more than likely not going to make it. So I would rather ask for a refund than trying to save it, change it up, and then try and ask for a refund after.
Yeah. I think that's murky, too, though, because sometimes it's not the shop's fault. So you also have to read the policies. Not everybody gives a refund.
Yeah.
Because once it's out of your hand.
Yeah, you guys as sellers,
you know,
can give us that insight. Like,
it's tricky. It's a risk when you're getting a plant shipped. But do we try our best?
And also when you're people pleasers, it's even more difficult. Yeah.
And do we pack with lots of love?
Yeah,
we do. Ooh, so
Adam does. I'm about Lydia. I'm just kidding.
Adam puts lots of, he puts in a handwritten letter.
That's right.
A bit of his hair.
There's hearts on this
There
card. Might
be, I'm sure there are hair. Yeah. Lydia tried to put a scorpion in a box. No.
You heard it here, listeners. The green plant.
I almost touched it.
The green plant tries to kill its customers.
Shoot, just kidding. Do we need a little story time?
What happened?
Did we tell that story?
I haven't heard it. Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Looking to elevate your gardening game this season? Well, look no further than Coast of Maine, your go-to source for premium organic soils for over 28 years. Organic approved and sourced from oceans and farms, their full range of garden and lawn products are designed to restore roots to the natural world.
So picture this. You're struggling with lackluster soil, just like I did last year, and your garden plans just aren't thriving. And that was until we discovered Coast of Maine. Their products infuse my soil with the healthy microbes and nutrients it was craving, resulting in vibrant outdoor plants that practically thanked me for the upgrade.
Omri listed and crafted from natural ingredients like lobster shells and fish bones, their products not only nourish your plants, but also your peace of mind.
Are you ready to take your garden to the next level? Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. That's why their products are carried by local retail partners who provide advice and insight, not just found in big box stores.
And Coast of Maine knows, from beginning to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere.
Their products make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone.
Let's get growing together.
Visit coastofmaine.com today. That's coastofmaine with an E.com.
Speaking of, though, I need to have my my pest people come by because the weather's warming up. But yeah, it was when the weather was warming up last year. And never in all of my life in living in Arizona have I ever physically seen a scorpion in my living space.
And which is funny because when I first met these two, I was like literally the first month I lived here, Patches never caught a scorpion inside.
Never.
I'm a city girl, and, so no.
You are in the city, but Lydia lived out in the West Valley, far West Valley,
middle of nowhere.
Like you had fields next to you, and I was like, oh, she for sure has scorpions, because usually when they do, like when they start doing construction and all, like the animals kind of move.
Yeah.
And so I thought for sure you would have had scorpions.
Never.
But you did have black widows inside.
I did have black widows.
And then you were just like letting it live with you.
Okay. But then Jessie saw them one time and she was like, what is that? I was like, oh, it's just a black widow. And then I got scared and then I killed them.
Yeah. Excuse me.
That and would then kill your dog immediately.
Yeah. And then
she
that's
literally
when I
was like, this is Tim and he lives here. He then eats dinner with us. And I was like, no, he doesn't.
And then that's when I ended up on my subscription for the services. Yeah. For them to come in. They don't spray inside my house because my dogs, or by like the doorway of my backyard or anything, but they do like the garage because I mean there are a lot in there. Yeah, the garage on the outside, and yeah, it really helps.
Yeah, so back to scorp. So we decided to pack plants at Lydia's house. I don't know what the reason was, but it was kind of, I like a little change of scenery, and
I think I had seen a scorpion at one point before that, didn't I?
I can't remember if the whole phone call scorpion thing where you
that
just screamed for an hour was. Oh, that was after.
But then before that, I think I had maybe seen one.
In a trap, maybe? Because the snakes were coming in your house, too.
It was... No, that was after. That was after the phone call. I finally got the traps. But I think I saw one in the garage or something like that.
Yeah, so Lydia had bought packing peanuts. Because there's like one size of box that sometimes people order a plant. And that's the only size it fits in. And I feel so like shoving paper in that box. I'm just like annoyed by it. Because cutting the paper is not very fun either. So I'm like, can we just get packing peanuts?
But biodegradable.
Yeah.
You could literally put it in your mouth and it melts. Made out of corn.
I mean.
Oh my God. I want to try that. Oh, Mother Nature thanks you.
Apparently,
sure we
though,
have some Hank.
It probably
Hank
tastes good.
Them.
Yeah. We went to
they
California.
Like corn puffs.
We went to California for an event in December. And on the video footage, all you see is Hank just going and grabbing. He probably ate like 30 of them.
Yeah. Like every like hour he was like, I'm gonna get in this box and get one, and we were just watching on the camera and we couldn't do anything about it.
Okay, back to the scorpion story.
So we had some here, but then she had some at her house of these peanuts, and they were in the garage. And so she went and got them, and I'm like, you know, picking up the bag and dumping it. And one of the boxes, I don't even know. I mean, I'm truly so happy that we figured that out. But one of the boxes I had dumped the initial packing peanuts in, and then I like shook
it.
I
think you just scooped it in with your hand.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I like shook it, and then I was getting ready to put the plant in the box, and I just saw something scurry on the packing peanuts, and it was a scorpion. And I did freaked out a little bit.
Did you scream?
No, I didn't scream, but it's just like unsettling to know that you were like touching a scorpion.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Lydia, could you imagine if we didn't, like if I hadn't had looked in that box, we would have put that, I would have put that plant in there. I would have put more peanuts in there. I would have sealed it up. We would have sent that to somebody.
Dang, you guys could have gotten sued.
Okay.
Could you imagine? But I've never heard of someone being allergic to scorpions. Like people are allergic to bees. I mean,
no,
still not fun to have them around. But
I've been stung by a scorpion. It's not a fun experience.
I see. I need to be stung.
But the peak of this story is we had that. And then there was one time where a scorpion, I literally saw with my eyes scurrying. And Adam stayed on FaceTime with me for like 30 minutes with me trying to catch it, and I never caught it. And then there was another time I saw another one, and I kept on telling my parents, there's scorpions in this house. And they're like, oh, wow, yeah, because they didn't believe me. And you know how I know? Because the fourth scorpion that I found, I squished it, and I was like, Dad, that scorpion is huge. I can like even touch it. It's dead, but I can't touch it. And he's like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, wow, that really is a scorpion.
Okay, but this reminds me that one time we bought plants, and when you went to repot it, there was like an ant.
Oh, an ant farm, living in the colony.
So do check your plants for pet, for not even pests, just like nature living in it.
That happened to me with Enid from Florida.
Something tropicals?
Exotics?
NSC tropical.
NSC, yes.
Yeah. When I was living in Illinois, I got a beautiful like philodendron. I put it in my plant room and plant shelf. The next day I go in there and there's just like trails of ants.
No.
And it was like infested. But I get it because like she's in Florida and all her plants are like just growing on the ground.
Yeah.
So you do need to, do be careful with that.
And Hoyas, what is it that they are? They're like the ants like living in Hoyas.
Mm-hmm.
They have the symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you'd only really get that in the wild if you were buying poached ones.
True.
Maybe.
I don't think ours are poached. I think ours are just one of those high production ones.
Yeah.
Filled with ants. High production is all you called it. High production.
Do be careful when you're opening a box because it could have a scorpion.
Yes. So. It could have a scorpion. It could have an ant. It could have Adam's hair.
Got to say, okay, Adam's a real MVP. And that, like, we found the scorpion. We left it in the box. We taped it up. And then, anyway. He saved a life. You saved a life. Yeah, okay.
Really so. Did.
You don't die from a scorpion sting.
No.
It's what I imagine, like, a like bad acid trip is.
But like could you see like we've all had the experience, but could you imagine someone from the Midwest like opening a box and seeing a scorpion crawl out?
That would literally it would be like
because when I found my first scorpion here, I freaked out. And it was like dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, it's gonna kill me. I like grabbed it with tongs. It was bad. Anyway,
I'm not ready for spring anymore. I forgot about all of that.
Oh my goodness. See, well, I thought bees went away in the winter. And then last week I was cleaning out my fridge because a soda exploded inside of it. So I was out, like, I had it out in the garage. And there was bees everywhere. And I was like, bro, I thought you guys went home for the winter. Why are you here? Like, why,
it's still
why
warm
is my
enough.
Life in danger right now?
It's still warm enough.
It was traumatic.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, what's another do?
Oh, with buying plants. What's another do?
How would you phrase it? Do wait for the price to not be crazy. Don't spend your mortgage on a plant.
Unless you want to.
Unless you want to, you do you, girly. But like for those of us who are on a lower tax bracket... I guarantee you it will be cheaper. Maybe not quickly, but surely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still having patience for that intervariated Crassio pedilata.
How much is it at right now?
I don't even look.
Oh, I think it's the same. I don't think that one grows super fast.
Well, this one with splash grows like crazy.
I killed my splashy one, so.
Yeah, I think it depends. If you like hear about a plant that you really want, it's like $1,000. But then the next like month, you're like, oh my gosh, I have a full plant already. Then you know, okay, like. Mm-hmm. That's gonna drop. But I think sometimes that doesn't happen if it's like a really tricky plant or it's super slow growing, like the Jody Silver.
True.
Never dropped a price. But for the most part, I would say like, what do you think? Like 80% of them, like they grow pretty well and like you'll see them hit the market pretty quickly. But then there are those ones that I feel like are true, like
a few
botanical
gems.
Like rarity.
But also, if I was like a new collector, I would not recommend like going out and buying a Jody Silver right away.
Yeah.
Because. So,
yeah. Buy a very rare, expensive Hoya.
Unless you're ready. Because I did see there was somebody who said they bought a Jody Silver like 3 years ago and they posted an update of their first new leaf ever coming in.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I would die of like. Exhaustion of my patience.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So I did have another do, and now I've lost it.
We're old guys. Forgive us.
Oh, do your research. And oh no, here's the one I wanted to say. Sorry, I'm all over the place. Do use PayPal.
Goods and services.
If you do not know the person, protect yourself. If someone's like kind of pressuring you to use Zelle. Which, you know, I moonlight as a worker at a bank. Once you send money to Zelle, you ain't getting it back. There is like absolutely no way. Like, we can't help you. Zelle can't help you. Zelle is meant for friends and family, people that you know.
It's like you gave cash to somebody and then they ran away. And then you're like, I need help. It can't happen.
Goods and services will protect you. If someone's like trying to say, oh, pay friends and family. Like, I don't know. I mean, do what you want to do or what you're comfortable with, but usually that's a red flag to me.
Yeah. The first sale that I do with somebody, like if it's my first time buying from that person, I'll always do goods and services. PayPal has goods and services. Venmo also has goods and services. If the person has a business account, yeah, they do have goods and services. And so there's like so many different ways that you can go about it to make sure that you're protected. It doesn't necessarily mean if something happens to your plant that they'll then cover it, because they have like a clause now that doesn't take care of like live things. But if the person never sends you your plant or you get scammed or something like that, that is covered. Mm-hmm. So just like making sure you're good. I only do friends and family with people that like I know I've bought from multiple times. Yeah. And then, you know, I don't need them to, you know, have to pay the fee for goods and services because I know I'm going to get the plant. And even if something happens during transit, like that's not covered. So, mm-hmm. you know. So be safe out there.
That's right.
Do be safe.
Do be safe.
Do be do.
Let's put that on a shirt.
Okay, what's a final do for the spring season as people are more buying plants that should be done?
I would say from my deeply rooted unbudging personality, do experiment, like try big leaves, try thin leaves, try like something you haven't tried. Because spring is coming, things are growing, and you might find like a new type of plant you love. Last year, I got a thin leaf Hoya. I don't, Plesiopoatlus, something like that.
Come at me again.
Piestilopolis.
Oh, Piestilopis.
Yes.
Oh, did that die?
No. Oh, it is alive. It is growing. Wow. It's in my cabinet. It's low key thriving. Like, don't let her hear me say this because she'll like immediately down, like take a turn for the worse. But I've had it for like over a year now. When was that memorial sale? Because that's where I got it from.
Oh. The California Cam Robbins Memorial Sale. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
March?
Yeah, it was like March.
March?
Yeah, and it's doing good. And like, I'm excited. And like, I have a little thin leaf Hoya that's doing, she's living. So do experiment a little bit with your collection. That's mine.
Okay, I have one. Do you have one?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm struggling with this topic.
I have one. Do, especially if you don't have a bigger collection and you want to try some different things, get a mystery cuttings box. Spring is a great time for that because the weather is so nice everywhere that they usually ship really, really well during that time of year. And give it a try. Get some new plants. And if you've never rooted cuttings before, maybe even let the seller know, like, hey, I've never rooted cuttings before. Could you send something that's a little bit better to root? But try some mysteries. And hey, maybe you'll get a duplicate. But then you get to try your hand at rooting and building your confidence in doing that. And I feel like when you can root your own plants, it opens the door for like so many more plants that you can get. So
That is a hurdle for some people, which is kind of funny because I have had people come up to me or not come up to me, but like tell me, hey, I followed your propagation method and it's like so easy and I never thought it was going to be this easy. And now I'm like making tons of plants. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because once you get it, like it's, yeah. You know.
And then a lot of times cuttings are cheaper. So then if you feel like you can like do a cutting and there's the plant that you've been wanting and you're like, oh, like it's kind of out of my price range, like the cutting could be $20, $30, $40 cheaper, and then it makes it more attainable for you to even get that plant, you know? So it just like opens the door. So give it a try. You know, don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't ask someone to buy some of their plant if they're not offering it for sale.
actually.
What?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, I thought you were going to be like, but you could. No. And like, if you buy a mystery box, don't be like, oh, I want you to include this, this, and this. Like, you have to understand when you're buying a mystery box, it's a mystery box. It's a mystery. Mm-hmm. So you get what you get.
And you don't throw a fit.
Exactly.
But I know like a lot of influencers, even when they're showing off a plant or something, and you go into the comments, there's people who are like, oh, can I buy a piece of that? Oh, can I have that? And I think that makes it hard because, you know, I mean, we want to, you know, spread kindness to people, but it goes both ways.
If I spread 600 kindness, I'm not going to have any plant left.
Yeah, it does go both ways. Like, that's the thing is, like, some people are fine with that. I'll tell you, me personally, if someone slides into my DMs and we've never communicated before and they're like, oh, can I buy a piece of that? Because it happens quite a bit. Like, sometimes that shuts me down mentally because I don't want to tell a person no, because I have a thing with people pleasing. But at the so then basically I just like ignore my messages for a while. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there's a lot of messages I need to get on. And I'll go back and I'll scroll and I'll be like, oh, it was because of that one message. Yeah. Like, it like shuts me down mentally.
All of a sudden I texted him about a scorpion sting and he's like ignoring me. I'm just kidding. I'm joking, like, someone's going to ask you for a plant and I'm over here dying and you're like, ignore.
Yeah.
But I think it's that thing that, like, you know, people just automatically assume, oh, this person's on like social media and they're so friendly and you don't know what's going on behind that screen. And it's easy to just forget that there's another person on the other side and remembering, like, you don't know what they're going through. You don't, like, posting that one reel could have been the one moment of joy they had that day because of what they're going through.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think just like mindfulness goes both ways. And if, you know, they post on their stories one day, like, hey, I'm having a sale. Awesome. Then that's your opportunity to get that plant. But also packing plants is a lot of work. And like committing to like making that work is a lot of work too. So I think it's just like a lot of mindfulness. I know everybody has good intentions, but just remembering like, hey, there's another person on the other side and, you know, enjoying their work for what they're doing and the content that they put out.
Yeah. Oh, I have another one.
Okay.
Do find a local plant event or plan one.
Yes. Oh yeah. Spring is the time.
Spring is coming. I mean, Arizona's.
Or it might be there already when this goes out.
Yeah. Arizonans, we've got like 2 weeks in March where we can maybe have a nice event and then it's just going to be hot. So yeah, find a local plant event. Even if you go by yourself, I highly recommend it. Most plant people are good people.
Yeah. I kind of want eventually to do an event where it's just like a, like not just like a happy hour. Like it doesn't have to be a swap. It doesn't have to be anything. It's just like, hey, we're into plants. Let's all get together, have a few beers.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Because the introverted part of me, like, that's easy because you all are there because you love plants. So it's, you have something to talk about, you know?
Yeah. You know what? I just saw a picture of the hike we did a few years ago. Yeah. And you had like someone's kid on your back. And I'm like, whose kid was that?
It was Char's.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that was Char's kid. Aww. I bet he's all big now too.
They are,
yeah, no, they're huge.
So that was a really nice memory to look back on. Maybe we should do something like that.
Yeah. Because we did have a whole community before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of...
It was like just starting to. And then it really just like, bam, like you can't see people.
But it's important. It's important to have that in your life because like I'd be so lonely here if I didn't have you guys, you know?
Yeah. And so it's like, don't be scared.
Me too.
Yeah. You might make lifelong friends.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Anyway. Takeaways, do be kind, do be good to nature. And what was the last one? I said one earlier.
Do be happy.
Do plants. Yes, do. Plants. More yes, plants.
Okay, last thing on the swap thing, though. I know a lot of people that are new to the plant community are intimidated, but usually the people that are organizing it are nice people. So,
Usually,
you can reach out to them and ask them questions.
Unless it says, don't ask us questions.
And
I'm just kidding.
And let them know, hey, this is my first plant swap. I'm a little bit nervous. What am I to do? And usually they will let you know. So don't be nervous. Don't be scared. Go meet some new plant friends. Plant friends are fun.
Yeah. Also share your plants. So that's something you can be doing. You can be propagating and sharing with your friends too.
Yeah, you get that mystery box, you learn how to root, and then you're like, this is awesome. And
I had another do.
Okay, last one.
Because we three have done this quite often. Do split the cost of an expensive plant.
Oh! Yes, that is a good
highlight.
I mean, I still feel like we could gather 10 people and get the crassy.
Yeah, I mean, in this economy?
Split it.
Yeah.
We have to get it and Adam grows it.
No, I mean, listen, Lydia's my level. There's no longer a separation.
True.
No, not true though. Okay, there still is a separation.
If I was taking that risk, I would only take it if Adam was
okay, but same though.
No shade to my best friend of my lifetime, Lydia, whom I've lived and grown with. No shade. I will only invest my measly $2,000 if Adam is growing the plant.
There has to be a clause of everybody must sign.
We should come up with a contract, a split plant contract.
Yeah.
No one will be responsible. But yeah, so we hope that spring treats everybody well and spring brings you more Hoya and more happiness to your life.
Yes. And if you have gotten a new Hoya recently, we'd love to see it.
Ooh.
You know where you can show us? On Instagram. Tag us. We are at let's.talk. Let's talk Hoya. Let's.talkHoya on Instagram. And you can also find us individually. I am at NotDude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at Perritos y Plants. That was Ty. Adios.
Annyeong.
Bye.
Sorry, I thought you guys were waiting on Ty. I was like, guys, he's not going to talk. He's not going to talk.
I don't think Tog's going to talk. Might I speak?
Speak.
Speak. Woof. Woof. Speak. Ruff.
Oh, I thought that was him.
Did you just call me a troll?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.